This is the Pulse FM Series Spotlight, and this week we're shining our spotlight on Dude's Coffee House.
We have Larry on the line here with us today. He is from Dude's Coffee House. He is the GM there. This is a family-run business. Larry, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I got to ask right off the bat, how did you come up with the name Dude's Coffee House?
That's the funny part of the story. Everybody thinks I'm the dude, and it actually comes down to the community. Whenever they come in, we introduce ourselves, and everybody expects me to know their name. So I don't remember everybody's name. So we call them dude.
Oh, I love that. That is so funny.
So everybody that comes in says, oh, are you the dude? I'm like, nope, you are the dude.
You're the dude, not me. And why did you and your wife decide to open a coffee house? Is this a passion project? Is this something that you guys have been working towards your whole life?
ADD. No, I actually come out of the venture capital world, and we started a little clothing and retail shop, and then we kind of looked around the area, and I didn't like the coffee, so we built in a little coffee area in our retail shop. And so that kind of took off in Ocean Park, and it kind of just blossomed from there, and we just got more passionate about it. And then when I started cooking during the pandemic, it kind of, you know, everything was shut down, so we were cooking for some of the local hospitals, like the care workers. So we started doing that, and
wow,
we started putting stuff on the menu, and people started going crazy about it. So kind of took off and blossomed from there.
Oh, that's amazing. So it was more recent that you started with the whole food side of things.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, because I wanted to read the bio on your Instagram, because I love the range that you guys had. It says weekend brunch and dim sum, organic coffee, dudes vegan donuts, and breakfast and lunch daily. So you have such a wide variety of food items there. And I also notice you have a burger night. You make your own homemade soups. Like, there's so much there.
It's very eclectic.
And it all looks amazing.
it really comes from when I eat out, or you know, I go around the area and I'm trying to find some of my favorite things, and then I don't like what I'm finding, I bring it to my coffee shop and make it myself.
That is such a great way to do it. If you can't find what you like, you do it yourself.
What we've really got a critical acclaim for is our truffle croissants, which we bake daily.
Do you say truffle?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're so next level.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I will see you for brunch this Saturday and Sunday, and then the following after that for the rest of my life.
Awesome. I'd love to host you.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add to this? Any cool stuff you have coming up? Is there any additional stuff that you wanted to say in this interview or share with anybody?
Yeah, no. I guess the basics to what we do here. For instance, on the weekend brunches, I mean, we take it to another level. Mm-hmm. So you think you're coming to a coffee shop, or you'll just get a breakfast. Saturdays start off with dim sum and sort of our basics for our brunch. And then Sunday goes into the next level stuff, where we have lobster bennies. We have king crab bennies. We just came up with a new one, which is a coconut prawn tempura with a Thai hollandaise sauce. Like,
oh my goodness.
We're just coming up with crazy things, right, that are just off the beaten path, that are fun. We're just constantly kind of looking outside the box at neat things we can do. We're starting, we roast our own coffee in Delta, but we'll be taking that into our new facility and roasting it fresh, so people can come pick up their freshly roasted pounds of coffee.
Wow.
On the day. There's a lot of things in the hopper that we're planning to do.
There really is. And the last thing I have to touch on is I love those Christmas sweaters that you guys had this year. I was laughing so hard. I'm mad that I didn't get my hands on one of those.
Well, if you haven't been in our store, everything is really cheeky. Like, the name of our coffees are pretty cheeky, right? So we don't skirt it, but it's, you know, now's the time where you kind of just want to smile and laugh. So, you know, we hope everybody sort of takes it with a little bit of a light heart, because we're just having fun.
Of course. And that's, you know, those are the best gifts to give, and to friends and family or whatnot, are those cheeky gifts. Well, thank you so much, Larry, for chatting with me today. If you want to check out their Dude's Coffee House on Instagram, you can follow them, Dude's Coffee House. And of course, pop in for some delicious food at their Crescent location, 12823 Crescent Road, Surrey.
That sounds great.
Thanks, Larry.
Okay.
Bye.
This has been the Pulse FM Surrey Spotlight. If you know an artist, business, or event that you'd like to nominate, head over to pulsefm.ca to put them in the spotlight.